drive on Siren FM. Celebrate that Wednesday wonder with style!
Yeah, of course. I mean, Cameron, you would say it's got to be Chloe Baker, who's the most fantastic person in the world. You've Emmettons, who will get people's votes. Can't, obviously. Jessica Ward immediately would be sort of many people's first choice. Sandra Bullock, a sort of fifth place there. And, of course, there's always Nick when he gets in touch with his feminine side. But anyway...
Lovely.
You weren't expecting us to start...
Cat's feminine side.
Yeah, we could, but we won't. We've just done another Sound and Nick's video, which featured Chloe Baker in the young person's chair. Chloe has actually got her very own headphones. She looks very fetching in her headphones.
I know, she looks so cool.
Postgraduate headphones.
We always ran out, Alex, so I thought I'd step it up and bring my own.
Fantastic. That's
initiative.
That's what we like to saw, one of our fine souls there. But Cameron, as ever, we need to ask you that question. What's the weather like in Nashville?
We've been getting a ton of rain lately, but we have sunshine right now. It's just a little cool. It's about 68 degrees. So.
Is that sunshine but after
no
the
rain?
Rain?
Yet today.
You see, I'm pleased. No, we won't go there anymore.
No.
Let us move on, because there aren't many major stars who actually have the Christian name Nate. Before that sort of thing.
Nate,
exactly. And you have brought us somebody today who actually does begin with the word Nate, and his Christian name, presumably short for Nathaniel.
Nate. I don't know.
Oh. Or is it just because he's great?
Could be.
He's great. He's Nate.
Rhymes with Nate is great. Yeah. Nate Evans is our guy today. Yeah.
Well, I think it's only fair that having sort of just larked around for the first few minutes of this programme, as we now approach 4 minutes past 5 o'clock,
yep,
as far as the UK is concerned, for you, Cameron, to take the wheel, quite literally, and introduce Nate Evans.
All right. Nate Evans is a native of San Antonio, Texas, and he's the connection to us is he's the boyfriend of our intern student from Belmont University, Kylie Lyle. So Nate Evans has done this record. We actually saw him a couple weeks ago. He was playing, he was part of a big showcase that Belmont University does. And it was called the Best of the Best Showcase. Nate performed and Kylie sang back up just like this song. And I think you're really going to like it. This is Nate Evans. Oh, by the way, we will post, if you like this song, you can get a free download of it. We'll post the link on our Facebook page, the Maple Star Music and Media Facebook page, so y'all can go and get a copy of it. It's a freebie, so I think you'll like it. Anyway, here is Nate Evans, and the song is called Know a Thing on Siren FM.
So what did we make of Nate with Know a Thing? Chloe.
His voice is lovely, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Nick?
Very nice.
I like that guy. Lovely track.
Like the grimace on the photograph?
Oh, I don't. I actually,
or was it a smile?
I did comment. I enjoyed the cover.
Enjoyed the cover. Very good.
Yeah.
It's like a Mona Lisa smile thing.
A Mona Lisa smile thingy, but from a masculine perspective. Kat, what did you make of Know a Thing?
Oh, it was so stripped back and bare. It was very mellow.
It weren't nothing. It was no a thing.
Exactly.
Emma?
I actually found it very sort of therapeutic. It's chilled me out and calmed me down. It was really nice.
And it's the thing you need when you're told you've got an exam in 12 hours.
Exactly.
Good. And Jessica?
I really enjoyed that piece. Like, he's got such an amazing voice.
Well, I think it's been thumbs up all round, Cameron, so you can say it's all right, Nate, just because you got this gig through your girlfriend. Huh? we've got to call it like it is sometimes, you know, even if you just join us on the show in the near future. I mean, that, of course, as we know, is always up to Emma. So it's thumbs up, so well done. Another little classic. And we see that actually on Radio Day Today, Country Music News International Radio Show and Country Music DJ from Denmark and Country Music Denmark also like this together with a couple of others, which is very nice. That's quite interesting.
There you go.
Splendid. Any questions you want to put to Cameron? Nick?
What are you busy with at the minute? What are you working on, Cameron?
We've got a couple things in development. We're working with a girl from Canada who's just a rising talent. Her name is Brianna Cotton. So we're doing a few things with her. Jolie has been writing with her, so they've got a they've been writing with Jolia, Jessica Ridley, who's is another girl that we've worked with in the past. Also, she's been working. Jolia and Brianna have been working with a guy named John Condrone, who's had he's a Dove Award winner, and he's also a Grammy nominated artist. So. We've got that going on.
It's all good to go in Nashville. And who would have thought, Nick?
Yeah.
Looking ahead to tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock, I believe, on Sound and X-Vision time, as far as the wonderful citizens of Lincoln and Siren FM are concerned, that you would have actually met up with a man from Marmalade in Nashville.
I did.
Was Cameron there at all then?
No, he wasn't, actually. No, I didn't. Unusual,
because normally Cameron is Mr. Nashville, so I've heard.
I think he kind of went out a little bit after that time. I hadn't met him, but, yeah. Which is a bit of a shame.
Well, never mind. Once met, never forgotten. Yeah. Jessica, would you like to put those last two questions to Cameron Tilbury?
Yeah, of course.
Go then, girl!
So, have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us today?
Yes, I have.
Okay. I
thought about it, didn't you?
It's almost as though thinking, are they going to ask me my views on Hillary Clinton? No, don't go there. You know, please. We don't want to have Jeb Bush in the White House. Still, next one.
And will we be hearing from you again in the near future?
Ever, really?
Well, yeah. Fingers crossed.
I'll be back next week.
How can we improve your next radio experience as well?
Yeah, feedback. How can we improve your next radio experience? It's impossible, really. It's always going to be top quality stuff. Richard Hawley, tonight, the streets are ours. Farewell, Cameron. See you next week.
See you later. You got it.
Do you know why you got feelings in your heart? Don't let fear of feeling these lights in our hearts, they tell no lies.
Absolutely splendid. Time to actually press this button here and then, as if by magic.
Notes from a very small island can only mean it's time for our top Jersey correspondent, Anna Maria Lewis, on the midweek drive.
But of course, the flaw in that argument is what happens when she finally escapes from Jersey. Do we say?
Yeah, we need a new jingle.
Completely. Anyway, Anna, welcome to the production. We've got a fantastic five in the studio comprising Jessica Ward, Emma Tinson, Nick Elliott, Chloe Baker, and Kat. Real name Alison, but she prefers Cat. It's all right. So how's life in Jersey? What's happening there? And why should Nick Elliott come to Jersey as opposed to any other part of the country to actually get inspired by wonderful scenes for his photography?
Yes, well, that's amazing because there's a new photographer in residence with us at the moment who's what they call a performance photographer. His name, it's escaped me, but if you go to our website, he's very interesting. He goes to, like, busy locations like markets and the bus station, and he photographs things happening. So he's good laugh, and he's from Bristol.
Bristol performance photographer?
Yeah.
Do such things exist, Nick Elliott?
I don't know, really.
It's astounding. We've got Bristol Ass coming up later on in the production, really. So he goes around photographing stuff and people action.
He does, yeah. And it's curious because, I asked him if he knew any more about Banksy. And I wondered if he was Banksy in disguise, but no. He's not very good at drawing. But he's,
if he was, would he admit to it?
Yeah.
Well, that's it. That's But actually, on the note of travelling, I was actually in Twickenham yesterday.
No.
I went to England for the day.
Oh my gosh.
I went first thing in the morning, came back in the afternoon, and it was wonderful. The weather was glorious. Here in Jersey, it's very, very windy. It's sunny, but it's horrifically windy. And in Twickenham, it was 19 degrees and balmy.
Is Tower Road still standing there?
Yeah, lots of things are. I went to the Swan with my daughter for lunch, and the Swan is still there.
My word.
That's wonderful.
Oh, what about Pope's Grotto? It's not a dodgy place, don't worry. It's named after Alexander Pope.
It's still there. The Balmy Arms is still there, yep.
The Balmy Arms. I was always more of a Pope's Grotto person, but still enough of promoting Twickenham, which is nowhere near Lincoln. But it's a nice little line from that. Jessica, are these just strange and faraway places from your perspective at the Isle of Man?
Yes, I've never been to either. But Some I'd love to go to Jersey, actually. I'm talking to him. I've not really heard much about it, so...
Well, I mean, with New Zealand having a kind of so-so rugby side, they occasionally turn up and talk in. Well, they do have a so-so.
Excuse me, you're getting a glare.
It's all down to perception. Oh, you know, when all Jessica right, Ward
well,
starts getting
we're
antsy.
We're entitled to have our own opinions, even if yours is incorrect.
Yeah. Oh, feisty soul. Chloe, any thoughts for yourself about performance photography or indeed Jersey?
Well, I was going to ask Anna, did you have your garage sale?
Good point.
Not yet. It's going to happen, but I'm still unearthing things that need to go. So when I have it, I'll let you know. Maybe you could do a slot to advertise it if anyone from the UK is coming over to Jersey. They might end up with a fridge or something. It's going to happen, but yeah, not quite yet. I'm waiting for better weather, actually. So, yeah. Fingers crossed.
It will happen, I have no doubt. Nick, any thoughts on that? Because I'm intrigued in terms of this. Because, I mean, how would you describe yourself as having a particular brand of photography or something? I mean, we say, obviously, rock photographer.
That's the brand, really.
That is the brand.
Yeah, but the avant-garde artist side of things is definitely more...
As we said on another show, which we'll repeat, of course, you arrived earlier today because you wanted to have some special photographs taken. I'd originally thought that maybe Emma, or indeed Jessica, who is a photographer, she hasn't admitted it whilst you've been here beforehand, but I'm shaming her now. She is a photographer.
I didn't know that.
And she was, in my initial thoughts, as somebody who could do those headshots and various other things in the white background
I've got my camera with me, actually, if you want me to.
Okay. Kat's already nailed them. You know, she's done them extraordinarily.
I'm sure you're much
better. I doubt that very much.
It's very impressive because obviously getting the right slot, the right time, it's very critical to that whole side of things. Anyway, any questions for Anna?
Well, I shall have to come to Jersey, Anna, so I'll be able to say I've been on this show.
It's definitely a good tourist destination, and not to plug it, but EasyJet are doing very good deals if you don't bring luggage. You can get your camera kit in a hand luggage thing, but
EasyJet.
Steady.
Lawyers are listening. And obviously other airlines are available. Personally. Exactly. We can work on a whole range of things from that point of view, because that's the way forward. Emma, any other thoughts from yourself? You haven't been to Jersey yourself either, I presume.
No, I haven't. But I've heard that it's a lovely place, although you keep saying that you don't like it there anymore.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's funny, I overheard a conversation on the bus this morning, and incidentally, that bus journey from my front door to where I work...
It's a rich source of information for this show, let's face
it,
Anna.
Well, it is.
You know, where would we slot
it took longer than the flight to Gatwick. That's the thing that really bothered me. But the man said it gets a bit claustrophobic after a while, and it's true, like any island as small as this, 45 square miles, is not very big, and you can see the island in a day, really.
How many people there, Anna?
About 100,000 people.
Okay.
It's very quite overpopulated. To the Isle of Man, I think as well. We've got 80,000 residents.
Really? Oh, yes. But you're bigger than we are, aren't you? So, yeah.
Do you have lots of millionaires there in the
Isle of Man? Yeah, we do, actually. Weird that, actually, isn't it?
Yeah. And, of course, Norman Wisdom.
Oh, yes.
Who once lived there.
Yeah, really? He passed away a few years ago.
Was he not the next door to your good self, Jessica?
Oh, yeah, he's just right across it. There. Yeah. No. I don't know whereabouts he was living, but he's got a restaurant there.
And, indeed. Yeah. Just a bastard. Astounding. Once again, I think we're just... Kat, any thoughts on Jersey? Have you ever managed to get down there?
Many, many years ago, but if I was to come back then, Anna, where's the best place to go? What's the must-see in Jersey?
The must-see in Jersey is St. Brelard's Bay. If you're into beaches and beautiful views, it really is stunning. Town is much the same as any other high street, really. It's lost all its individualism and charm, but St. Brelard's is pretty untouched. It's, you know, very, very pretty. And the beaches are wonderful. That much I have to agree.
We have failed miserably in terms of finding out the name of this photographer who's a performance photographer, apart from the fact that there are lots of performance things happening in Bristol. But that's by the by. I'm sure by next week you'll already get that.
Yeah, it'll come back to me. Yeah.
But Nick would like to give a shout out, to use that wonderful trendy phrase, at 24 minutes past 5 o'clock here on Siren 107.3 FM to listeners in Norwich.
I really would.
Go.
To my very good friends Barry and Jackie Hooks, who are listening in Norwich this evening. They really enjoy the show, and they all tune tune in. Always tune in.
Let's give a round of applause for Barry and Jackie.
Yay!
Wonderful people. Wonderful people.
Fantastic. And the last two questions for Anna Lewis are going to be delivered by Chloe Baker.
Have you had an interesting telephonic link with us this afternoon?
I have indeed. Thank you.
Will you be returning?
I certainly will.
Yeah, with the names and other things as well.
With the name, yes. See you moment.
Jessica Ward and Emma Tinson. I could tell you their superhero aliases, but that would mean curtains for the free world.
Pretty face.